is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final hour of the show, The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We've already given you two solid hours of sports and entertainment, but we still have 60 minutes on the clock, and then it doesn't end when we go away, because Fred, AJ, Aaron, and the Blitz, they'll take you all the way till 7 o'clock on a Friday on the Blitz. So you can do all that, too, as we start your weekend for you. Kind of a feel-good story, but I don't know if you guys saw this or not. It was very, very cool. The other night, a guy by the name of Kalen Bennett plays basketball for Kent State. College basketball season kicked off, and he became the first player with autism to score a basket in a Division I game.
Nice.
And to just see the joy on not only his face, his teammates' face, the crowd, and the way they reacted after the game.
That's
like,
a pretty
that's
cool
kind
story.
Of what sports is all about. I mean, he's a big kid, too. He looks like he goes about 6'9", 6'10". And, you know, he looks like he's very physically talented, too. But he has autism, and they put him in the game, and he got the ball in the low block, and he scored. And it's a pretty cool story.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, so good for him. Just thought we'd mention that for F for Feel Good on a Friday. So there you have that. We mentioned a little bit of that game last night. Interesting, the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard, and Kawhi having a big fourth quarter, were able to put away the Portland Trailblazers, who I honestly, Nick, I'm going to put them in that 20-game sample size window. I still think they're a hell of a lot better than the record, but they're if you're the Rockets, you can always say we're not Portland, because they've struggled a little bit, but they've got a winning record. The Blazers are 3-5. And they got too much talent to be 3-5. Not that you're supposed to beat the Clippers, but the Clippers are playing without Paul George, too, which tells you something about how good they are. They've lost the two games that Kawhi sat, but they didn't. They couldn't lean on Paul George in those games. But when they get healthy, they're going to get even better in the Clippers' case. Portland, I mean, there's a lot of talent there. It's just right now, if I'm a Blazer fan, I'm disappointed, because it's not like you're bringing in a whole bunch of new pieces and you still got the backcourt.
What was the deal with the fine? He got fined for his comments.
He did not. The organization did.
Oh, okay.
Because Doc Rivers made comments basically stating, you know, look, we understand from a fan's perspective there could be a problem, but the main thing for us is we're trying to win a championship, and if you're trying to win a championship, then sacrifices have to be made. Even though the league had said, because you have to report now as part of the way they're going to try and police this whole rest thing, is you have to have a legit injury that you're resting. And so because he's had patella knee injuries last year with the Raptors that they said carried over, they reported it as such. And then Doc Rivers basically went out with quotes and audio sound bites that completely were against that. And so they fined him $50,000.
Did Giannis come out and say something about it as well?
Giannis came out real strong, and Harden too. Harden came out today as well as being kind of what I said to you guys in terms of what does it say about your competitive spirit and your heart if you're just taking off games, especially against a big-time opponent on national TV when you could really be pumped up to play. And Giannis was like, basically, you know, coach is going to have to pull the jersey off of me that I'm going to play, that that's the way I'm conditioned. And James Harden basically said what we had said, which is go back and look at my track record, my games played, and all these other things, and realize I don't take games off.
No.
I don't do the whole rest thing. I play, to his credit, for as many people that can crap on Harden for a lot of things, but the one thing you can't crap on him for is he wants to play every
He'll
night.
He'll be out there.
Yeah.
It may not be good. And he load manages it within the game. Plays really good on offense, then he load manages on defense and doesn't play. He's like, this is where I'll get my rest.
Right.
So, yeah.
And to that point, too, Steve Clifford, now the coach of the Orlando Magic, but this whole load management thing, obviously, it spread like wildfire across basketball. And Steve Clifford was the coach of the Charlotte Hornets, worked under Michael Jordan, and obviously then once he was relieved of his duties there, he got the Magic job, and he's still there. But they were talking to him last night before the game about his thoughts, and he goes, I mean, bottom line is, his background is, I played and worked with Michael. He goes, I've worked for Michael Jordan in Charlotte. And Michael Jordan used to tell the players every year, you're paid to play 82 games.
Mm-hmm.
Not 65, and make sure you're ready for the playoffs. Because what happens if you don't get to the playoffs because you missed it by a game or two and you sat out 15 games for load management?
I'm not going to lie. When you put it like that, now I hope the Clippers miss the playoffs. No, they're not going to.
They're not.
But, boy, wouldn't that be awesome? And they miss it by a game. and they lose. Didn't they lose that game?
Well, they won last night. They lost the game. Yeah, he's in two games that he's taken off in back-to-back situations this year. They've lost them both.
Oh, I hope that I hope they miss the playoffs by two games, or at least a home court advantage. Oh, please, basketball Jesus, let that happen.
Now, because you've bitched in the past, I should say,
got to be more specific.
I'll try to be nice about this.
Sugarcoat.
Okay, you've bitched in the past about the fact that when Mario Ellie joins us, it's always when you're not here.
Yeah.
So I made sure we got Mario when you were going to be here.
Yes.
So the suspect should look forward to Monday, because Monday Mario Ellie is going to be in the studio and he's going to join us for a while. And obviously one of the main things I want to talk to him about is this whole load management thing and the travel and the stuff that they went through, as opposed to what players are going through and bitching about today.
That's the junkyard dog. You don't take days off. You're the JYD.
No doubt about it.
Kiss of Death is not load managing anything.
What's his first name?
It's Mario.
There you go.
Who's that? Yeah. I'm ready, and I'm still going to screw it up. I'm going to get all nervous.
Wondering how many times his phone's going to interrupt us.
It's like,
because he's got them, and they're always beeping and going off.
When I filled in on a blitz that a couple days ago with Josh Jordan, for some reason, right when I was introducing him, I panicked, and I had that moment where I was like, "Don't say Josh Innes." So I just said Josh, and he goes, "Yeah, my name is Josh Jordan, and I'm on." Sunday morning, I was like, I screwed up his intro so bad, but I got
you
nervous.
Couldn't remember his last name?
No, I just didn't want to say Ennis, so I panicked and just said Josh. And then he was like, in his mind, he's thinking, what are you, new? This is the worst intro ever. And so he did his own intro, and I was like, well, this is why I don't lead radio shows. This is why I'm the reactor and not the one chair like Joel. Joel's smooth. He's polished. He's a great leader of a show. I am not. And so it was really, and I felt terrible, but I was like, that was not good. So I'm probably going to do that when Mario gets here. We're going to be rolling, and you're going to be like, what up, A-Stab, blah, blah, blah. And then he's going to be, sorry, was that a pretty good impression?
That was a terrible. Oh. That was not even close.
It wasn't?
Thanks. Yeah, things that you offend me with, that might be more than anything else. That one right there.
And then you're going to introduce him. I'm gonna be like, Mario, what's up? Damn it. No. It's Mario.
In your ear, before the segment starts, I'll be like, Mario, 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 Mario.
I'll be like, I got to poop and just walk out. I'm just going to go, I'm going to take this segment off. Load management. I'm going to go load manage in the bathroom.
And if I would have said that.
What? You know what makes it worse is that you say, if I would have said that. That's what makes it worse. We know you would have said it.
What's the name of Josh Jordan's show on Sundays?
Moneyline.
Hey! Oh, look at suck you! It.
What? Pam! Suck it.
With Jerry Bow? No.
I know
our guy Jerry Bow.
Boy, you know, I wish I was Jerry Bow this week, because my little spreadsheet that I do for gambling, not good.
Why do you wish you were Jerry Bow? He'd be taking it from all those people that get ticked off when he misses, but don't compliment him enough when he gets them all that money.
That's the way it works.
I went 3-10 on picks, but I was 9-4 against the for over under, but against the spread, just team versus team, 3-10.
Your own picks, or did you follow Jerry Bow's?
No, mine.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Oh, see, yeah, I was 3-10 against the spread, and then for the over under result, I was 9-4, so not bad. For some reason, if I hit on one, the other one doesn't happen. I don't know why.
It's like kind of the way gambling goes, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is. You're lucky.
Microcosm.
I think 52%. You're doing good. Yeah. If your success rate at the end. That's why I like doing it for the whole year, and then seeing, because I don't bet on every single game, so that would be crazy talk. But
That's when I listen to Fred and AJ talk about it and stuff like that. When they talk about what their records are and when they've won, it's like, damn. So you're really good if you get over like 50-some percent.
If you can hover around 52-53%, you're making money, and that's good.
But that's not, I'm saying, because everybody would like to make money, but if that's like excelling in it,
yeah,
you can tell you what an unbelievable,
how hard it is,
unexact science it is.
Yeah.
Or inexact science. All right. We're going to keep rolling with the final hour of the show. Lots more to get to, but if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest that you absolutely want to make sure that we get to before 4 o'clock, 713-780-3776. That is our hotline. It's our HR&P hotline. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can also hit us up on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and of course, at the producer Nick. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Twin Peaks, because Twin Peaks is fantastic. If you're looking for a place to get out and watch sports, especially this weekend, you want to watch college football. At the same time, maybe you want to watch some soccer from the Premier League. And then, of course, on Sunday, you want to watch different NFL games all at the same time. Well, you go to Twin Peaks, because Twin Peaks has all the screens, all the packages that make sure you can get all the sporting games that you want on all the different screens while you're enjoying the best in ice-cold 29-degree draft beer and made-from-scratch menu items on the appetizer and the main course menu. And, of course, those beautiful Twin Peaks girls are waiting on you, and they're easy on the eyes. So even if your team's not going so well, you can check out the Twin Peaks girls, smile and go, way better than being at home. Of course, you love your significant other or otherwise, but hey, you know what? Sometimes it's good to get out of the house, too. Five locations in the Houston area to better serve you. One's got to be close to you. But check them out. Believe me when I tell you, it's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. It's got to be Twin Peaks.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of The Usual Suspects on an FEF Friday. If you've been a suspect one day, every day, or somewhere in between Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., we appreciate you and thank
you.
We
love you.
Yes, we love you lots.
We love you
Barry
long time.
Barry loves you long time. Yes, nope. I knew that was coming. Oh, or maybe. It's right there. So we had that. Kudos with all the – because, look, after we got off the air yesterday, we were talking about this Nolan Ryan – Reed Ryan situation with the cranes. I don't think the mucky waters have cleared up any in terms of everybody trying to make sense of it and trying to figure out what the hell's going on. But give the Astros a little bit of credit yesterday. They returned the favor to the Washington Nationals and took out a full page ad in the Washington Post and congratulated them on their World Series win. So class move by the Nationals to do it first in the Chronicle here, and then class move by the Astros to do it to the Nationals. Unfortunately, because of everything that happened, you have to wonder, did they do it just to try and get some positive pub?
I think it was one of those things where they did it. You felt obligated. They probably just felt obligated to, well, hey, look, the Nationals did it and they looked really classy. And
I think so too.
Maybe we, you know, it's like you're dating a chick and she says, I love you. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, at least you don't look like a Yankee fan, right?
Now I got to say, I love you.
You don't got to. It's just an awkward moment when you don't.
You know, that's where the Astros were just avoiding. They just told the...
That's jester for jester.
They just told the girlfriend they loved them, but they really don't. Because you know they don't care. They're not trying to brag on the Nationals. I don't even know what it said, but I can guarantee you...
It was just
they
basically...
They maybe meant 5% of it. They probably meant... You know what they meant? Congratulations. That's it. That's where they could have just put that...
It's a picture,
and it would have been 100% accurate.
It's a picture of the Nats celebrating... on the field after the final out of the World Series.
Did they just put a poop emoji in the corner?
And it literally says, the Houston Astros congratulate the world champion Washington Nationals. And then at the bottom, they have the World Series logo and the two teams' logos. So it's very simple. But
so that's a cool – yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Because the Nats had a whole – you guys were a classy fan base and a great organization.
I mean, they said a little bit more. It wasn't that much more.
You guys are so wonderful. And, yeah, that's the
this
Astros.
This was Jim Crane's son, okay? Reed Ryan had a paragraph written. It didn't get used.
The Astros were just like, hey, fist bump. Thanks for the sex. Okay. I'm not saying I love you, but I'll give you a fist bump on when you leave. Is that cool?
That's on you. That's on you.
That's what they did. That's the equivalent.
Because, man. Astros are taking some lumps. National media's having a field day with all this.
Not going good for them right now.
Just the next line in a long line of negatives around a franchise that looked like it could do no wrong on or off the field for the last couple of years.
Yeah, not going good. Not going good.
A lot of people saying it's the jinx of the Osuna move that started the whole movement.
It very well could be. I'll say this, they haven't won a World Series since they got him.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Have they?
Well, that's a real long limb you went out on.
Huh?
I want to take you to work on
that one. Hey, a bigger surprise, or who do you think will be the bigger surprise? Well, no, that's not the way to put this. Who do you think will have a better game coming back, Mahomes or Hunt? Because they're both back for Kansas City.
No, you're wrong. Hunt plays for the Browns.
Oh, that's right. See? I mean,
Hunt once played for the Chiefs, played for the Browns. Why? Because he left.
Who do you trust more on the field?
Patrick Mahomes.
Even injured.
You're the Browns. You have Nick Chubb, and he's been playing fairly well all year.
I'm not talking about the performance of others. I'm talking about those two guys. Those are two pretty big names.
I don't trust a guy that hasn't played football for not just 8 weeks of the regular season this year, but hasn't played in almost, maybe it's right about a year.
It's a running back spot, though.
And it's a punishing spot where you got to take hits and bounce back and do all those different things and be on point week in, week out.
I trust Mahomes
way more than I trust Kareem Hunt right now.
Well, okay. Well, that was the question. I mean, who do you think?
I answered it. Now you go.
I'm not so sure. I mean, it depends on the injury with Mahomes, and he declared himself fit to play. Does he rush back? Is he rushing back? I mean, Hunt's wasn't an injury.
Wally the Walrus told me he's ready to play, Andy Reid.
Who?
Wally the Walrus. When we were kids, they had a bank.
Was that an actual character?
So I was going to explain it. So there's a bank when I was growing up in Milwaukee, the Marine Bank.
Google this.
And the Marine Bank's mascot was Wally the Walrus. And if you open up a savings account and had a certain amount of money in it, like $100 in the money in it, you'd get a Wally the Walrus.
Oh, my gosh.
And Wally the Walrus is what I think of every time I see Andy Reid.
Nick, Google Wally the Walrus. It does. You know who this actually looks like? I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying that. You guys don't know him. But if any of my ex-wife's family was listening, Wally the Walrus looks like my ex-wife's grandfather. To a T, the teeth and everything.
Wilford Brimley?
He was missing his front teeth.
Oh, wow.
He just had the two fangs on the outer sides.
Oh, the eye teeth?
Up top. Yeah, wow. Whatever, like the canines or whatever. They look just like that. He was the guy that taught me everything I know about plumbing. Because I used to be a carpenter and everything we did. And he said, Barry, all you need to know to be a plumber is two things. Poop doesn't flow uphill and payday's Friday. Now, you're all plumbers. That was it. That's what he taught me about plumbing. Poop won't
that
flow
and
up
the crack.
Hill. Poop won't flow uphill. Payday's Friday. That's all you need to know about being a plumber. That's it.
You're proud of that plumber's crack too that he taught you.
We didn't. That wasn't part of the joke.
No,
it was just those two.
Okay, well, I'm adding to it.
But he looked exactly like Wally the Walrus. And this is a man that in August it would be 100 degrees outside and he would drink coffee. And I was like, why are you drinking hot coffee on a roof? In August, and it's 105 degrees with 100% humidity.
Because he needed the caffeine, and there wasn't such a thing as iced coffees back then.
No, he said, and this is what he told me. Now, this guy, again, sweet man, super sweet guy, no teeth, not very well educated. He's like, well, it actually cools you off. I was like, how does scalding hot coffee cool you off? He's like, that's just science. That's a fact that it'll cool your body. I was like, I think you just are trying to get me to drink hot coffee in August on a tar roof. I don't believe you. So, but this is what, this is the in wisdom.
What did he eat, Jello? He's just got two eye teeth. What the hell is he eating, Jello every day? Soup?
A lot of sandwiches.
Okay. Well, you know how you leave the bite mark in the sandwich? I'm not sure how that's coming out for him with just two fangs.
I think you put it in your mouth and then you just let the bread get soggy enough to tear it off.
Might have been a vampire. He just stuck those things in people's necks and got the blood out of them.
I can't believe he's such a sweet man.
You did this to yourself and everyone.
Did I?
Yes. Yeah, so Wally the Walrus, Andy Reid, told us that Mahomes has practiced this week. He's good to go.
Okay.
So and you know what? And kudos to Walt on Twitter. He said that Kareem Hunt's also coming off of sports hernia surgery. So it's not just that he's missed football for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
While he was out, they decided to clean some stuff up.
Yeah, but that's not the same as a bum ankle. But
you still, you've got to use with you're, cutting and starting and stopping and all that.
Yeah, but that, but.
So you're saying you trust Hunt more than Patrick Mahomes?
I'm saying if, like, in fantasy, I would be worried about starting Mahomes from an injury perspective.
Is that how you labeled the question? You just said who you trusted more this week.
That's true. Fair point.
Okay. And you're who are you taking?
It's tough for me.
You think about it. Nick, who are you taking?
Between Patrick Mahomes and who?
And Kareem Hunt.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
I don't know,
Slam dunk.
Okay.
He knows the offense. He knows what he can and can't do, and he knows what plays
he's
are
more impactful.
Right. Yeah, whereas Kareem Hunt's all about reaction. If he does get on the field
No, I'm not saying who's better. Obviously, if they're both at 100% and playing,
he's going to have a better return.
Mahomes is better, but I'm worried about that injury for Mahomes.
Sure, but think about this. If you're Patrick Mahomes,
the chance of re-injury the way he plays, that would worry
me way more. When you're Patrick Mahomes, you at least can prep each play because you know where it's going.
All it's going to take is one lineman in the pocket on him.
But it's all reactionary if you're Kareem Hunt. The minute you're thrown in there, you've got to get back into cutting, hitting the holes, you know, picking which hole you – and
it's like riding a bike, though. I don't know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Maybe in a couple weeks when you get your legs back.
I'm not dying on the Kareem Hunt hill, but I just feel like – All
on
things,
the Tyreek Hill?
No. All things being equal. Now, he's with Kansas City. I know that.
Well done.
I mean, you got one out of two.
See? That's why I'm glad I didn't pick on Stephen A. about that, because it happens to everybody. At least I caught it, or you caught it.
I'm here for you.
Yeah.
I caught it for you.
They didn't get, we didn't get 3 weeks away and be like, oh, listen, I just want to apologize. I know I've screwed that up. I feel like, though, with a running back, It's less about, because not that he can't make all the plays, but how much is he going to be also worried about his ankle?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because if you take away his ability to roll out and be dynamic like that, he's still got the arm, but he's not the same quarterback.
But Barry, think about this. Think about what the Packers did with Aaron Rodgers when he had the major calf and knee injuries, and they just put him into the shotgun or they put him into the pistol, and they eliminated a second or so of what otherwise would be drop back time, and the offense still ran efficiently, and he still was able to be effective. Whereas if you're a running back, no matter what the injury is or what you're coming off of, one, you have to get rid of all the rust, and then it's getting your game timing back. So how quickly you got to cut. How quickly you got to decisively choose this hole or that hole, the A gap to B, all those different things. I think it's a lot easier for a quarterback to maneuver and at least be successful as opposed to a running back.
Yeah, I mean, he can still stand in the pocket, but yeah.
So they got the Titans this weekend. So it's Chiefs, yeah. Titans, Mahomes back. And then the Browns, they're just a god-awful team. But if Kareem Hunt gets on the field, it'll be interesting. I got him on my fantasy team on the bench.
I do too.
I don't.
That's part of why I was asking, because I'm like, do I want to play him? I kind of trust what he could do, but I know he's behind Chubb.
Of all the inconsistencies with the Cleveland Browns this year, the one consistent Chubb thing to me seems to be Nick Chubb. Why would
they're
you change
saying
that?
He's going to be in the mix for a healthy part of that offense?
I think if nothing else, one, for his own resume, and two, for the fact that you may use that as trade bait in the offseason, you got to see what you got, too. Yeah. So, all right, a half hour to go on the show. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break, take it to the final 30 minutes, take you all the way to the Blitz in 4 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5.
That?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, final 30 minutes of the show. It is Barry, Nick, Joel on a Friday. Interesting tidbit of information that, of course, because we were just having a discussion about sports earlier in the show, I will give you a little bit of a tidbit of information that I found out that not a lot of people may know when they're throwing around names about Deion Sanders and otherwise at Florida State. How about this?
Uh-oh.
According to Seminole Nation, you have to have a college degree to be considered for a head coaching position at Florida State. Therefore, Dion, who never graduated from Florida State, unless he went to DeVry or something like that, once he got done playing, would not be – he would not qualify as a candidate.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Well, somebody had texted and said, nah, that's bull. That was just for publicity. And, you know, we get stuff like that all the time that you ignore. So maybe they were right.
They're
maybe.
Also saying that that's a prerequisite across all NCAA Division I programs, that to coach at a university, you have to have a degree. Is that true? Because then you think – I think about this now because there's guys that are now in the NFL, but I think about, like, Ken Norton Jr., who
right.
played but then went to the NFL. I think he might have gone early. But Ken Norton Jr., who was on Pete Carroll's staff at USC, did he graduate? You know, there's a lot of ex-players that come back. Look at Graham Harrell, the offensive coordinator at SC. Look at all the guys that once played that came back. Applewhite at U of H, all these different guys. They all graduated?
I feel like they could obviously make an exception if they really wanted to or change the policy. But at the same time, if it's any employer that I would – expect to have a rule like that, it would be an academic institution like a college or a university. So.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what you're going to college for in the first place, was to make sure that you can get a job and have a career and do all these things. So if you're going to encourage kids that you have to do this, then you might as well stand by your word and say we're hiring someone that's already done that. So I guess that makes sense. I just didn't know that.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that either.
I mean, I know... In a lot of institutions, it may be countrywide, even at the University of Houston, Texas A&M. I know you have to have at least a master's degree in the event you want to teach or instruct on campus. So you can't just come out with a bachelor's and teach. So I'm not shocked at all that would be a policy that they have.
What was your source on that? It was a website?
It was a Seminole.
Oh, it wasn't a Seminole website.
No, it was a legitimate Seminole.
Oh, gotcha.
Now, the other people that would be interested to ask, I don't know if they'd know that or not, but we already know another Seminole, Aaron Pope.
Yes.
Lauren Pope's husband.
Oh, is he a Seminole?
Yeah. Yeah, because he
she's the Aggie.
Yeah, she's an Aggie. He's a Seminole. He carries around a Florida State helmet. He brought it in Beaumont one time. He brought it to get Travis to sign it, I think.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that I did not know. I mean, it does make sense, but I didn't know that was a prerequisite to hire a coach in the NCAA.
Because I just Googled it real quick, and it said most college coaches have a degree.
Huh. Well, that would also lend credence to what I had said about some of these ex-players.
Yeah, I would like to see.
Y'all should look at.
Because I tried to Google it real fast, but obviously we're on air. It's going to be harder to.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Petrino, when he applied to Arkansas and got in, before he got into all that. You know, that
motorcycle
that scandal.
And, yeah.
His resume that he used to apply at Arkansas was published and made public on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an absolute joke. Like, it just said resume at the top, and resume was misspelled. And it's a disaster. It's like all over the internet. So it is a little shocking to me, but at the same time, it's not too shocking to me. It makes me wonder if Arkansas has that requirement.
Well, you remember George O'Leary, right? George O'Leary was the guy that took the Notre Dame head coaching job in football. And then after he had accepted and they were going to do the press conference and do all these things, they went back and realized he fudged stuff on his resume, and they had to go back and rescind the offer because he essentially was lying on his resume, made stuff up.
I don't know what this website is. I don't know if this careertrend.com says, in order to be a college football coach, you have to have a head coach has to have a degree.
So there's a head coach. So they're position wise.
I don't know about this website. I don't know.
Okay.
Interesting. That would make a good, because you're right. There are a lot of ex-players.
And a lot of them were good enough to leave college early to go cash in the NFL.
Right.
Unless they went in their off seasons and summers and went back to school when you're already making millions of dollars to get that degree just so you have that paper. I mean, is that make you out of the running for coaching? I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm sure.
I mean, Herm Edwards hired Kevin Mawai and guys like former offensive lineman that he had with the Jets and things like that. I mean, if he knows offensive line play better than most,
yeah,
whether he has a degree or not, he's got a degree in offensive line play, and that's what I want coaching on my team.
You're not teaching, so I don't think it would matter, but I don't know. That's interesting. I need to Google it.
So what's the difference between coaching and teaching? It just popped into my head, but I'm saying because honestly, he's teaching and coaching because he's teaching kids how to play offensive line and coaching them up to be the best offensive line.
But they don't
get
grades. They don't get grades and degrees based on that.
Depends on who your tutors are. You get grades.
But I'm just saying that to me, that would be the difference. Yeah, they don't get, you're not getting, it's not a college course. So you're not going to get a grade towards your, you know,
right.
It doesn't go towards your degree. It doesn't go towards your GPA. So there's the answer.
Okay.
I guess.
You guess.
Somebody said Joel needs to do the Texas Hammer and Stephen A. Smith's voice. Boy, that would be a difficult thing.
No, I think it's possible. The more I just thought about it quickly, but I think it's possible.
I mean, you got a guy who's trying to make money. I brought him to court. Why? Because I can make him some money. $1.45. Yes!
Kind of faded into.
I mean, I hammered him. Why?
Oh, there you go.
Because he was there.
There you go. I was going to say, it faded it did, from
it gave
Stephen
me a little
a
semi-hammer in there, too.
Yeah. But the second one, the follow-up, was much
that
more.
That was just quickly off
that was
the
good.
Fly.
No, that was pretty. The second one was really good.
I could scare the hell out of my household and my mother-in-law working on it this
did
weekend.
Did Clyde graduate from U of H?
I don't believe so.
So he was a head basketball coach at U of H?
But so that might just be, I don't know if that's just football or all
why would that be
sports.
The case,
yeah, it should be. If you're the NCAA, it should be over all sports.
That's what somebody texted Clyde at U of H basketball.
Well, if it's an NCAA rule, then it goes across all. But if it's not an NCAA rule, then the school has the right to.
I could see per school that being a requirement, but I don't know if the NCAA would dictate that.
Penny Hardaway at Memphis, Penny, remember, took the money. He was at Memphis, and then he went and got paid with the Magic and had his NBA career. I don't think that he has his degree either. So from a basketball standpoint, I don't know if that's true or not. It doesn't sound like it would be. And maybe, look, just the same way we had police officers telling us whether they have to have their taillights on in order to pull you over, someone out there has got to have some knowledge of some of this to be able to chime in and tell
By the way, Jerome Solomon texted me a link.
Yeah.
A hot drink on a hot day can cool you down.
Oh,
that old man was right. I don't know the science behind it.
Jerome or
It says the answer in short, yes, a hot drink on a cool day can cool you down, but only in specific circumstances. If you drink a hot drink, it does result in lower amount of heat stored inside your body, provided the additional sweat that produced when you drink the hot drink can evaporate. So technically, yes, he was right. That's fascinating.
That
look at that. Oh, boy, that stung a little bit.
I bet it did.
Because I've made fun of him.
I heard that he wasn't the only one you made fun of.
Oh, I made fun of him.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about unprotected sex. Listeners telling me that you were talking about me having a baby because of unprotected sex and blah, 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 blah. I was like, well, I wasn't there. I didn't work that day. I don't know.
I really don't remember the unprotected sex part. So,
like, is it amazing when the old guy has unprotected sex and something still works? I was like, I don't know.
I don't recall that conversation.
You
might have
said it. I don't know.
It would be another day on the suspects. Not like it got me all ruffled up. It's just people were telling me about it. Okay.
Oh, my God. So we actually.
There are narcs.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I can't even remember if you said it, honestly.
I can't remember it either. But whichever one of you bitches snitched.
Who cares?
Now I got to remember.
A hoe-ass snitches. That's what this show's become. Our listeners are just hoe-ass snitches now.
It's a Tekashi 6ix9ine.
That's what we're doing. Yeah, I probably you know what, Joel? I probably did say it. I just don't remember.
And again, it sounds like
something you would say, to be honest.
But
I just don't remember that conversation. Either.
But whatever. So apparently, yeah, the old man was right. A hot drink on a hot day, scientifically.
Why? Because this link that Jerome sent you? Like, what's the deal?
Link. Does it give you the logic behind it completely?
It just said.
Balances off your. Internal thermostat?
I just read you the short version of it.
Yeah, the short version didn't give
because
me enough.
Because I can't read this whole long-ass scientific article while I'm on the air, Joel.
Why don't you have the Evelyn Wood speed reading capabilities to read that quickly, damn it?
I just don't. I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, then you need to go back to college and get your degree. Coaching in the NCAA.
No, I'm going to go all Joel Blank and read the whole article now.
I'm going to go all Barry Laminack and halfway through realize there's 6 cuss words in there, but not preview it. Just read those right off the top too, and they go, Nick, get those! I mean, that's the fact right there. Nick, hurry!
That is so accurate.
I'm telling you, I know you now.
What we found is that when you ingest a hot drink, you actually have a disproportionate increase in the amount that you sweat. Yes, the hot drink is hotter than your body temperature, so you are adding heat to the body, but the amount that you increase your sweating by, if it can all evaporate, more than compensates for the added heat to the body from the fluid.
I prefer cold beer or water.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want
to drink hot coffee on a hot day. That never made sense to me. What does make sense to me, though, is using GetUpside. That would make sense to me because I use it. And I know it makes sense and I know it works. And if you're not using GetUpside yet, do yourself a favor. Go download it. And somebody texted me today. This was really cool. I haven't noticed this yet. I need to look for it inside the app. But they said, you don't even have to upload your receipt anymore. I need to find out if that's true. Because if it is, that's a game changer as well. Because right now, that's the extra step you do with GetUpside. It's really not that difficult. You're already paying with a debit or credit card. You're already buying gas. You're already buying food. And with GetUpside, all you have to do is just take a picture of your receipt and then hit upload. It's that simple, really. But if they take that out, boy, I always talk about it being a no-brainer. It really is becoming a no-brainer to use GetUpside if they've made it even easier because it's so easy already. Do yourself a favor and put it on your phone. And if you don't like it, guys, just don't use it. It's that simple. You ever download an app and you're like, yeah, this ain't my thing, and you delete it? You can totally do the same thing with GetUpside. You're not locked in. There's no commitments. It's just you getting cash back for the stuff you're already paying for. It's totally worth it to give it a shot. And when you do download it, put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and you'll get extra cash back on your first fill up. And again, like I said, the big takeaway here is you're not locked in. And if you don't like it, just take what money you've got, cash out, and you're done with it. You don't have to worry about it anymore. But I promise you, you're going to love it. So do yourself a favor right now. Go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, if today wasn't a perfect example of why F Yeah Fridays are fun, I don't know what is. And we did all this without our comedian of the week. Because right. F them, as we established early on. If we give you an opportunity and you don't seize the moment, that's on you.
Bunch of big, dumb idiots.
Well, at least you kept it clean. You weren't screening any text messages.
Right. Hey, can I do... I don't normally do shout-outs like this, but I think this one is important.
Yeah, you do, but go ahead.
So, you guys know who Clinton Shorter is, right?
No.
So, he's the comedian that I did a show with. He's a little person. He's the one that AJ kept making fun of.
I remember him.
Yeah. Okay. But
is he the tallest little person in the room?
Oh, no. You see, I was...
Just asked a question.
That was not
called for. It was just
for.
A question. Okay, go ahead. Continue. Sorry.
It was not... We got one segment left.
Yes. There's something to be said about that.
But I just wanted to congratulate him. He was very proud. I've known Clinton for a while now, and he was a big drinker. And he put on his Instagram, today is 6 months sober.
Oh, right on.
And I think that's amazing because I know how hard that has to be.
Oh, no doubt.
And it's something we don't talk about a lot, but when people are able to give up something like alcohol and drugs and get sober, it's a big deal. So I just want to congratulate him on that. That's a cool thing. And here's to another 6 months. And to everybody out there that takes it day by day, that one day at a time and is remaining sober, congrats to you.
No doubt about that. Shout out there.
All right.
All right, so we basically, the last hour or so we've been on this Deion Sanders Florida State topic. Brian, waiting patiently, wants to get in here about prime time at FSU. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, so, you know, get a quick Google, like you guys are talking about. And according to Wikipedia, it doesn't say that Deion Sanders actually graduated, but he is currently coaching in Texas. So if he's doing that, then he should have a degree. He might have gotten it after the fact.
High school coach.
Yeah, he's a high school coach. So, I mean, obviously those rules are different than college coaching.
Yeah, but I think in order to coach at the high school level in Texas, you have to have a degree. Like, you can't just, if it's a public school. So if he's, and I think you said it's, where's he at? Trinity Christian, something like that?
No, yeah, and he had his own primetime academy or something like that, too. So I know he's coached high school in Texas, but to me, I mean, look, this is the last segment of the show. We can't even really sit there and bring it all up, research it. That's something you can bring up with the Blitz, and I'm sure they'll delve into it for you. But I don't know what the rules of high school coaching in Texas are. We were just talking about just specifically him coaching Florida State, and that's something that popped up, that they say that NCAA Division I coaches are supposed to have a degree.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was chuckling. I am, well, because I'm vindicated.
Brian, thanks for the call, by the way.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Brian. Thank you for doing the research. I'm vindicated.
How?
Because, I'm going to tell you, two different messages on the text line. Mm-hmm. I shall read you this. Now, this is going back to you and our ho-ass snitch listeners. Not all the listeners, just the ho-ass snitches that are ho-ass snitches.
Okay.
But they told you that I said all those things about using protection, and Nick and I can't recall me ever saying that. One guy texted, well, I assume guy. Hey, Barry, I'm a longtime listener. I listened to the shows when Jerome was on and Joel was out with the baby. Jerome kept putting words in Barry's mouth, trying to get him in trouble. So don't blame Barry. It was all Jerome. That was one. And then the other one came from Lisa. Tell Joel it was Fred and AJ who said he was old and did that. So that's why we can't remember.
Why is my wife texting the show? And why is she listening to the Blitz?
Lisa Odin.
Oh, okay. Because we have rules in our house, too. There's certain things that are off limits, and that's one of them. I mean, now I don't know why we want to go home tonight. That's the kind of thing we've got to get through.
Yeah, so it was either Fred and AJ or Jerome.
Now my weekend's all screwed up.
That's why it doesn't ring a bell to us.
Yeah, normally you claim every time.
I was
going to
say, as soon as you got here, I told you about Krusty Baby. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that
Baby cheese. Yeah.
No. And I asked my wife about that. I was like, why didn't they clean the baby up before? She's like, well, they do, but they don't do it perfectly.
Did I tell you that?
No.
So what they do first is, because obviously it's the wife that puts in all the effort and everything. The first thing the first thing they want you to do is they want mama to see the baby for the first time. That's a big, big deal. That after she gets to see the baby quickly for the first time, then they take the baby over and I follow the nurse over to like the hot lamp. Mm-hmm. And literally the nurse says to me,
hot lamp? What is it, a chicken nugget?
Well, no, it's like, if it was chicken, I'd say an incubator.
Yeah.
But they bring you over to this hot lamp. There's a hot lamp and it's to keep the baby warm.
Yeah.
And the nurse literally says to me, time to get that baby cheese off. And then while the baby is staying warm under the light, they get a lot of that white stuff off. And then they clean the baby up. They do the footprints. They do the first swaddle and they bring baby to mama again.
But it's not like they're a complete bath. They just wipe it down.
Right.
Okay.
And get that stuff off.
Okay. Most of it. They're not worried about getting it perfect, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But that's why I was like, aw. And then I saw something in the corner of her eye on one of the pictures. And again, I asked my wife, because my wife has, and I was like, what is that? And she's like, oh, they do that sometimes for, I don't know.
Well, if it was shiny at all,
they also do this.
I don't know if it's an ointment or what it is,
right.
But again, because sometimes through the process of being in the womb for all that time, and then all of a sudden you're exposed to the air and everything else, skin can get red or irritated or dried out. So they do that as well.
That was just fascinating because I don't know anything about that. So I'm asking my wife. She's like, yeah, that's normal. And then she was like, oh, look, see how perfect her little head is because. You know, the C-section, I was like, see, I don't know.
Taylor got my head, so Lisa was screwed no matter what on that deal. But at least Madison's head is, like, small.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's already got, like, literally, I call her either Van Gundy or, like, she has a Van Gundy haircut already, and she has this fuzzy blonde hair. And our whole family's baffled. Like, she literally has blonde hair. And she has blue eyes. Which I'll say is big because Taylor had blue eyes. And a lot of people say all babies come out with blue eyes and then they change within like 6 months.
Right.
Everybody swore that Taylor's eyes were going to change and they didn't. And I hope Madison stayed blue as well.
Right.
My dad had blue eyes, so I think that's cool.
That is cool.
And then I'm going to have to get another bat to keep under the chair if that all goes planned after that.
But yeah, Marl Barry's gun.
She's got a fuzzy head of blonde hair.
Right, that's now. Great.
Yeah. But I can tell you this, and Nick, because you're sleeping through the entire process, sleeping 13 hours at a time.
Even when he's making babies, he's sleeping through the whole thing.
Yeah, but he hears you. The biggest thing is the fact that when you're nursing the baby like overnight.
Yeah, I just got that.
Thank you. So from the comedian.
Such an inside joke, yeah. But it was so good.
It's getting more outside weekly when it comes back up. But
I feel like we can tell him now, right, Nick?
Yeah, you can tell him. I don't care.
Why don't you tell him?
Nothing. It was just funny, like, because I don't know if I want to tell him. Honestly. It just sounds weird. I'm not nervous to say it. It just sounds weird explaining it.
You don't have to say her name.
Gee.
I wasn't planning on that. That wasn't the intention, bro.
Okay.
What do you think I was going to do? Just throw her name out there?
No, I was just saying you could tell the story. It's okay. But I won't force you to tell
the
story.
I may have heard Barry on TV while in bed. So I didn't see the TV.
Well,
I was listening.
In bed. I was on in the background.
I'll admit let you guys come to
you,
the conclusion.
Admit it. It just made you stop in your tracks.
You finished quickly.
No, right? That had nothing to do. No, that didn't impact anything.
Didn't excite you. Sure?
It did not impact any type of performance whatsoever.
Okay.
It
didn't pump you up.
Nope.
I'd just been like, can we just not do this right now?
I had to block your voice out so it wouldn't.
I was going to say, if I heard you or Joel, well, I would have been like, can we just not do this
now? No way. Am I going to come up with that? To stop?
Yeah.
I was too lazy to walk all the way to the other room. There was no way.
Turn it off?
Hell no.
Barry's doing the deed. What up, H-Town? Hey, Barry's live.
That's so funny. When you told us that, I thought, you know, I wonder how many times that show is on while people are having sex.
It's a
weird
late show.
Thing. Like, you wonder how many times have people been banging it out when, like, Johnny Carson was on TV. So, yeah, that is weird. Now, I'm in everybody's bedrooms when they're banging it out. It's kind of weird. That's kind of creepy.
Pretty apropos.
Yeah. Am I ever there? Never mind.
Nope.
I know who's not going to answer that question.
Not going to.
Joel,
be nope.
Do you ever?
No. You know what I do?
Was I there when Madison was conceived?
I tell everybody, hey, it's been another great week on The Usual Suspects. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend, everybody. The Blitz is coming up next. ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.